Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Welcome, everyone, to this 25th of November, 2018. We're just past Thanksgiving here in the United States, a holiday that I certainly exist within, but a holiday that I no longer celebrate. It's sort of impacted by everyone else's schedule. I appreciate the holiday, but I also appreciate my viewpoint. So, this week has seen some interesting transitions, some interesting things happen. And to talk about sort of a general topic of observing society and observing as society tries to get you to take sides. And observing who's pulling the strings, observing, because you've observed many similar manipulations of opinions and manipulations of perspective, and coming back and back and back to the Spiritual Radio, Unity Radio Network is dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. We're going back to the concept of Rumi, that out beyond the notions of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. So it is in the cacophony, it is in the war, it is in the battle over opinion that the rainbow is achieved, and that there is no, everyone thinks they're right, or in the words of Arnold Kaufman, everyone has an opinion and everybody's right. Everyone is walking their divine path. I'm walking my divine path, you're walking your divine path. And it is in the knowing of how people do this, that people are walking the divine path, that a controller can say, I will set myself up as an authority, or I will set myself up as a puppet master and play these never-ending sides off against each other, and no one will notice that I'm here. So, I started to write about this a few days ago, sort of by happenstance, but not by happenstance. It's funny how these things work, I started to write about how the empire creates enemies, started to write about the difference between an empire that crushes opportunity and a similar empire that awakens possibility, and how the one that we're in is crushing opportunity, and that all governments who have rules and which to apply those rules to nature, which nature has no idea about the rules. Nature is just nature. Once you apply rules to nature and say, hey, nature, thou shalt operate like this, nature says, oh, I don't operate like that. And nature begins to operate in a dysfunctional fashion. Nature begins to break down. And of course, things like overeating, as man applies his endless population growth, an endless mouth size to finite resources, or resources that are not capable of feeding that mouth, the resources go down, and man, for some reason, isn't smart enough to say, well, gee, we'll put a quota on that, and we'll have to get food somewhere else. Man just goes ahead and eats so much that the item in the ocean or the item on the land is extinguished, or just for the fun of it, hunts until it's all gone. But that's a side of the coin, all for experience. So why, while it's distasteful to me, I can see why it exists. And I was saying to myself, we're riding around on my bicycle or doing something, I was saying to myself, I've only lived in a society like this one. It's pretty terrifying to say, well, I need a society that doesn't have government, because otherwise nature won't be unbounded and be, you know, be unbounded as I wish it to be, as an emerging forest's vision of nature is. But that's part of the journey. Part of the journey is saying, even though I'm upset by the direction that I'm going in, because I don't see where my foot is going to land, the certainty is that wherever your foot does land, it's going to be held by the university, by the universe, and it's also going to be a place that is real, a place that is safe, a place that you're supposed to go. So certainly there is uncertainty, but it can impede your wishes to go there. But after a while of circling back and looking and circling back and looking, you're going to have to go there anyway. So after writing that and after seeing that, very, very early, I believe very early this morning, I saw a post from a high school friend who now lives in Hawaii, that the quote-unquote anti-vaccine crowd had won a victory and been able to prove that a government report that's supposed to be put in every 2 years to the Health and Human Services Department hadn't been put in 32 years. And I posted that, and then I got into a conversation with Shelley Zorfaz, who's been on the program before. It's an award-winning author and therapist who teaches kids who have learning disabilities and also learning disabilities caused by vaccine injury. And I wanted to know if the, because the headline that I saw was from a website in Australia, I wanted to know if that was a real headline or it was just bogus. As I posted it, I want to know if it's real. And she said it was real. And then we got to discussing, well, the empire is just making an economy based on medical much ado about nothing by making these kids ill. And then another friend of mine, Gail, saw that and thanked me for posting it and posted sort of the opposition or the government's article that came back saying, of course, we've done all the research. But okay, if you've done all the research, why didn't you submit the proper reports? So I was getting very much into having a side in the argument and seeing who was right. And then the gentleman, Del Bigtree, who had submitted the complaint against Health and Human Services through his attorney. I believe his attorney is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if I'm not mistaken, or another activist is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but they were sort of on the same team, including a few other people who actually put in a Freedom of Information Act request for those reports, and the reports came, and the result was that they came back and said those reports had not been submitted. So there was a lot of polarization, and there was a lot of me starting to take a side. And personally, right now, I believe that vaccines cause injury. I believe to the best of my ability that they cause permanent injury and that the symptoms are maybe misdiagnosed, but certainly increasing the number of doses from the number that I had as a kid to 40 and 50 and 80 has had a incredible impact on the population. It's been raised in the years since I was born in 1961. But then I went over and I looked at premiere of Del Bigtree's program where him and his wife Lee are on and got to look at them as people and got to listen to their story and find out where they came from. And they're both professional actors. She's a former rock musician. He was in her band for a year. He's a former Hollywood paid actor. And I started looking at her face in particular and applying some metrics that I've learned for transgendered persons, as I always do. I always do it with every face I see. And I started to back away from the taking a side and just look at what was being created and to look at myself and to look where I was, this this battle that was being created, and to see once again, you know, on one side we have Kennedy, very well-known political figures, some actors, and a very divisive issue. And then on the other side, the usual bad guys, you know, Big Pharma, et cetera, et cetera. And to see myself taking a side in that, you know, even though I might believe one way or the other, but to see myself actually being pulled one way and saying, no, I have to be right. And I have to be right, and I have to look at all the literature, and I have to look at all of the videos in order to get up to speed and be able to defend my position by proving someone else to be not right, basically not what I want to do anymore in my life. Because whatever everyone, so it's like, I don't want to be uninformed, but I think I'm already pretty informed on the vaccine issue. I already know that, you know, most vaccines contain aerosol, that most vaccines contain aluminum, and that those two items, the adjuvant in a or the preservative, the thing that like allows the vaccine to keep, is actually the toxic load, the thing that causes the injury. And I learned this, you know, not many years ago, but more than 10 years ago, when I did the large amount of research that I did on vaccines. And if you want to do that same research, go to a website called whale.to and start reading. So, but what I noticed was, I noticed the polarization. And I don't mind a wrestling match. I don't mind an idealistic discussion. A discussion of ideals or a discussion of material. But what I do mind is I mind one that's set up by the usual actors. Basically being goaded into a fight. That's sort of part number one of what I wanted to talk about. Part number two is less palatable. Part number two is everyone has a path. Everyone takes that path. Everyone moves on their journey. They're all an aspect of, the journey is all an aspect of learning, experiencing, expanding who they are by taking that journey. So all of these people who have been injured by vaccines are on their journey. And because of the way I think, those are all healthy experiences that they're having because they're building their character out of it. No one's having a wrong step. No one should be somewhere else. you are right now, God circled on a map for you by Hafiz. So they are all soul articulated beings having exactly the experience that they should be having. And from my perspective, having gone through some interesting times myself, those are the experiences that are the most valuable in your life, the most change you the most. Now, of course, there's all the setup time, things that you had to do in order to set up pressing your face against God's sandpaper wheel was all set up by 40 years or 80 years or however many years of innocuous, quote-unquote innocuous, but quote-unquote needed experiences. So it is difficult to say to someone, when you say to me something is morally wrong or an injury is done to someone or an act was done to someone and it should be otherwise. Because what happened to them for their own betterment, for their own experience. And beings in general don't have experiences unless they need it so desperately in order to form their future character. Such a statement that there is injustice or you should have been somewhere else. It doesn't have any validity. That statement is madness to the way I think now. Because how can you not need the experience that you're having? You need it desperately, right? In some cases, that's why it costs your life, because it's so painful. You have to have it. You have to have it again. You need to master that node or that pithy experience. You need to go through it many times. Now I'm gonna organize my thoughts for the second half of the show. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening live, if you want to call in, you certainly are welcome to call in. My number is 646-564-9714, and I'll be back on in approximately 9 minutes, but right now I'd like to play Dave the Bard, Green and Gray. Talk to you in a few. Thank you.
man in black came walking into a wooden glade, following the sounds of pipes on this beautiful spring day, high from the music that they made. But what beheld him within that place? A look of recognition fell across his face. Oh Lucifer, oh Lucifer, why do you appear to me? For I am a man of God, a priest. I'm no devil, I'm father to man. I have been
to International Pagan Radio. you can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to an emerging forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
If I was actually on the air, wouldn't it? So the number to call in is 646-564-9714. So in the first half of the show, I talked about being manipulated and seeing that you're being manipulated, deciding whether the issues that are pulling at you are for you or are part of your cause or are things that lead you to what you want to do, or they're just completely made up by society and you can walk away from that hurting attempt. And then I talked about some of the reasons why you can walk away from a hurting attempt, because no one has an injustice done to them. Everyone needs what happens to them to happen to them, even if it is ridiculously excruciating. I know because I've had some ridiculously excruciating things done to me, and I understand more about myself because of those events. So what I'd like to do is express looking at this vaccine issue and then looking at an emerging forest, which is sort of my purpose or my cause or my belief today. Having an issue about which there is divisive agreement, regardless of the rational or irrational nature of the sides in the agreement, does show diversification. And it's healthy to have people pointing fingers at each other and both sides believing that they're correct, but both sides are correct. It is in the having of that experience that both sides gain from having that experience. So it is a creation of that divisiveness. So in that, in essence, the manipulation to create that is a needed, something that is needed. But where I come in as an agent for change is, I say, the backdrop become society, the backdrop of how this society is affecting the ecosystem, is one in which the fertility options, the grandness of the rainbow argument, the grandness of the contest, the vibrance and the options and the roles that can be played within the wrestling match, within that rainbow, are so many pure. And if the fertility allowed much more robustness, allowed many more perspectives, many more minds to actually have more perspectives brought into the contest, so that it wasn't as simple as the vaccine issue is today. It would be much more complex. There would be many more perspectives. There would be, and it's not to say that you would be able to say there's so much more than just this is how vaccines cause injury, and the other side saying it's not possible for vaccines to cause injury. Your DNA is set when you are young, or when you are born. It's not possible to change that. People are born with this condition. Have an argument going back and forth like that. So, in the last few minutes of the show, is to celebrate my own Thanksgiving in my own way. And I would really like to thank Terry Power and Robin McKean for giving me the opportunity to have this show. I'd like to thank Sherry Falchetti for giving me engineering lessons and also helping me to start out, training me as to how to use the software. And I would like to thank Robin for voicing over my intro and then rejoin music. And I would like to thank my many guests on January 8th to my second anniversary of having a radio show. I'd like to thank Christy Scales Shepherd for the endless times we spent figuring out riddles of society and the endless time that we still spend conversing back and forth about the nature of the rings and the ring that rules them all in this society. I'd like to thank my roommate and painting boss, Mark, for welcoming me into his household and for being a good teacher, which means severe, but when you accomplish something, he gives you credit for it, which is a perfect match for how I want things to be. I want prizes for things I don't accomplish. To thank all of my customers and all the people that know of and are rooting for the Produce Club, people I see every week, and people who are out there helping me just by having me in their thoughts or by knowing about what I'm trying to do with the Produce Club. I'd like to thank David Miller, for being the organizer of Touch Mother Earth events and for having connected me with what is now a growing community, or growing community to me, growing connection to me through the Produce Club and through rides that are a route that is the produce route that is leaving Philadelphia and going up through Emmaus, Pennsylvania, and then over into northern New Jersey. And that's run by David Pell, who comes and takes me to the market where we buy very low-priced organic produce once every other week. I'd like to thank Valerie and Joey Logan. Valerie for introducing me to the acting experience that I had. And I'd like to thank people who have been on both sides of arguments with me, have helped me have my edge experiences in the various legal contests that I've been in recently and am trying to shed. And I would also like to talk about a personal challenge that I'm giving myself. I want to do one large for me anyways, largest green smoothie day until the end of February. So I'm calling it quote-unquote 90 days because it's going to be December, January, in February, but I'm starting now, so I'll have at least 90 days because of the few days that we're going to miss in February. And that's already starting to pay dividends by having wacky things like the what I was writing about the Empiric Society moving right into my old friend Kim dropping the vaccine article in my lap. As always, I like to sign off by saying my name is Alan Ritter. If you want to get in touch with me, you certainly may at RITTER@gmail.com. That's ritter.allen88@gmail.com. If you want to know more information about the Produce Club, or if you want to be on this, if you have a cause, if you have a story to tell, if you have some artwork that you would like to highlight, anything of that nature, please feel free to contact me. And we'll talk about a show that support you or show that can launch you. That's part of what I do. Fertility is only improved when you take a when you take a position that is personal to you. When you're doing hard work outside of the consensus society that you feel is your personal work, when you're doing that personal work, you're not doing your job, you're doing your personal work. Or in my case, when I'm doing the Produce Club, because I just basically said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do that. And I just arranged the rest of my life in order to be able to do that. Sort of a, I don't really look at it and say, why are you doing that? I know I'm supposed to be doing that, so I'm doing that. It's when you're doing those things. It's when you're in an unpleasant circumstance. It's when things are really challenging that we change. Like when you're in a situation where you get where you're just so desperate, when you're in a situation where you can't understand how you got here, but this is completely different from anything you expected to happen to you. You need to figure out how to operate in these circumstances, and you learn how to be a different person. And you carry over some of who you used to be, but you also change. I believe that is being at the edge of your character and adding more to your character. I believe that that's what everybody would strive to do, to expand their character. But I also completely agree, as I've said before, that everybody's right. And everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. As I said earlier in this program, everyone has an opinion and everyone's right. The place that you are right now, God circled on the map for you. Because you're creating your reality as you walk into it. You're experiencing it and you're adding to your character. So naturally, the experience that you're having is for you. That's why I believe complete safety is you're completely where you're supposed to be. Believe in a complete lack of injury. And I believe that all situations are health because they are all for your psyche to form itself. And your psyche did not call for the experience to happen. It did not need it to flesh out and put more bricks into the foundations of the various wings of your character. Therefore, I don't see any reason for obstacles to be placed in front of behavior A or behavior B or behavior C, because if you are meant to have them, you're going to have them. Regardless of the obstacles, it's just going to be harder to get there and then harder to get back. That's why a society with rules is extremely unhealthy, because it does not allow the natural flow that a society without rules allows. But we're here. We got here through a natural progression. And I would like to move a direction that unrolls, that unmagics, that removes these obstacles so that we can have more opportunities, we can have more teachers, we can have more experiences, we can have more perspectives on the same issue, we can have more hues to the rainbow, we can have more vibrant experiences. At the same time I'm saying that, I also understand that the situation that I find myself in is completely valid, even for me. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the chaos. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.